This song is called Everything's Coming Up Aces, and it's from the Toronto Star. Today's paper, Tuesday, April 25th, page C3. So if you want to look up this song later, that's where you can find it. Aaron Armstrong sits at the poker table casino, Windsor, and he contemplates his cards. It's 4 a.m. and he is the youngest guy left, and he just raised the stakes. Four young guys decked up polio shirts and ball caps fold as does the sweet-looking grandmother. There's a sweet-looking grandmother. Five players remain. The river card, the final card to make a hand. It flips over and now everything's coming up aces. He's a 19-year-old Durham College student, and he's into poker. Are we all? That's an understatement. His initials even equal his favorite two-card hand, pocket aces. Obsessed? Yes. But it isn't a problem? No. However, the 18 to 24-year-old age group does not have the most people with a gambling problem. Twice the rate of the general population, according to research from the Responsible Gambling Council of Ontario. And for some people, not everything, not everything's coming up aces.
Everything's coming up aces.
Everything's coming up aces. Where's the last verse? Is this it? Is it? No, right there? There's the last verse. Okay. Hugh's been on the losing end against Armstrong. The two decided to play for who did the dirty dishes each day. But after 90 days without a win for Hugh, that was the end of it. Does he go from beating his roommate to trying to take on the likes of Negroginu? Well, now everything's coming up. He says it doesn't always make sense when stuff comes up. He says everything's coming up. He says. Everything's coming up aces. Everything's coming up aces.
Everybody, give it up for Phil, everybody.
Thanks,
Phil. Who's having a good time?
Hands up, count of hands, show of hands, count, yep. Oh, there's 10 people having a good time. Good.
We're gonna need punch and pie for 10 people.